I think that this is probably the first time we've had a full squad fit, really. We've suffered a lot of injuries this season, in terms of defensively for a spell, and then losing Sean, who's one of our sort of key attackers. So the fact that he's now back and making an impact in games has really helped us.
Just on Sean Maguire, how much of a difference does a player like that, he has a trick, he has an eye for goal, how much of a difference does it make to have him back?
Yeah, it's perfect. You know what I mean? I think the fact that we lost Jordan in the January window, Callum's been playing up front and done really well, but I think Sean, he's a bit an all-rounder, Sean, you know, because you could play him anywhere across the front line. His pace is something that people are always scared of, but equally, he's brave, he can take it in and link the game as well, so he's pretty much the complete striker in that sense, you know, and I think if teams squeeze the line, he can run away from them. If they drop off, he can take it, and he's technically very good in terms of shifting the ball in and about the box, so he's been a real sort of key facet for us coming back.
What has pleased you most in terms of the way the team has been playing, Alex, particularly in the last two victories?
Well, I think the two victories have been very different. You know, I think at Bolton, something we've been working hard on and want to get better at is breaking teams down that sit behind the ball. You know, and I thought Bolton did that. You know, we had a majority possession. And what we managed to do is shift it really, really quickly with real quality and create good chances. And then against Bristol, it was more a sort of toe-to-toe, end-to-end game. And we came out the right side of that as well. So all the challenges in the Championship are very different. And I think to come through as many as we have done in good sort of nick just speaks to the sort of versatility we've got in terms of how we can play.
There seems to be a real hunger and a toughness about the team at the moment. Don't take this the wrong way, Alex, but do you think they're starting to play in your image?
The one thing you always want to do is try and have as much influence and as much sort of your own characteristics in your own team. The one thing that I've always been is very determined, very hungry to do well. And I think you've got to have that sort of steeliness in this type of industry, because if you don't, then I think it can eat you up, because criticism is always going to come your way as a player, as a manager, as a coach. But I think what you've got to do is you've got to use that as fuel, and you've got to make sure that you're determined to go and then make the next game better or prove somebody wrong or whatever you, however you want to use it, providing it sort of gets that fire inside you burning and you want to go and try and succeed.
I know this might be an obvious question, but how do you do that? Is it attention to detail? Is it setting an example as a manager? How do you instill that into a team?
I think it's everything. I think the biggest thing for this team is probably just breeding confidence into them as much as anything. I mean, I don't think they actually realised how good individually and collectively they could be. I think that they'd been sort of content with where we were and thought, no, we've done pretty well. But I think you've got to push the boundaries. I mean, I think to make them better as individuals and make us better as collectively, we need to make sure that we set our targets and our sort of ambitions very high. And I think that's what we've done this year, is we've set a target to let's get into the playoffs and let's go and try and see if we can achieve something. And I think everybody's pulling the one way to try and achieve that.